The primary goal of this research is to make health data more useful by enabling researchers to increase the resolution at which they share patient data without jeopardizing patient privacy. So HIPAA law limits the way you can share patient data. It must be properly masked first. There are many ways you can mask data, but this project focuses on masking by data aggregation or merging smaller units into larger units that contain more people, and therefore the risk of identifying any one individual is reduced. Under the safe harbor provision, the patient addresses must be aggregated to geocodes that contain no less than 20,000 people. And because of this, we normally see patient data shared at the county level. But when you're interested in smaller extent, such as the Minneapolis metro area, counties aren't very useful. So the next option is the five-digit zip code, or ZICTAs, which are finer, but the problem is that some of these ZICTAs don't meet that minimum population threshold, and therefore they need to be suppressed. So you can see this at the bottom left corner of figure one. So actually, looking at figure one gives you a good summary of the motivation to this project. Three-digit ZICTAs and counties split the Twin Cities into just two units. The five-digit ZICTAs give you a little more units, but so many of them are suppressed. I say that there's another option that we can use, which is regionalization, which allows us to build our own units that meet HIPAA safe harbor guidelines so that we can share higher res data without jeopardizing patient privacy. So now I want to direct you to the numbered list of methods below figure one. These are the regionalization approaches that I used to create the different configurations. MaxP and REDCap are pretty well-known approaches, but MSOM and RSOM are new. MSOM being MaxP plus self-organizing maps, or SOM, and RSOM being REDCap plus SOM. So self-organizing maps are a popular type of artificial neural network that can be used to identify clusters. But SOM doesn't, it's not really used for regionalization because it doesn't guarantee contiguity, therefore it can't be used on its own for regionalization, but it can be combined with other methods to make partitions from SOM. And that's what I did here with MSOM and RSOM. So these four regionalization methods were ran 30 times each. And this is because there's a little randomization component to the process, and each run will give you a little something different. So each is executed 30 times, which leaves you with a total of 120 different configurations of regions to assess. I looked at five different assessment measures, and we can walk through all of these figures together. So starting at the top with figure two, here we're mapping the same variable using the same cut points at the same extent and getting a somewhat different picture across each map. The differences across these maps in terms of the lighter and darker areas can be explained by the differences in compactness and in homogeneity of the populations contained within. So these regions are splitting the underlying populations differently. One thing to notice is how wonky or elongated some of these units are, and that's especially noticeable in the MaxP configuration. So another thing to note in terms of application is that I've got the cities plotted on there for reference, because with regionalization, there's no familiarity of units. So we know what county we live in, but we don't know what MSOM region we live in. So let's look at figure three. We also considered model fit as an assessment measure, or how well the configurations present specific data. I know that this can start to come off dangerously close to spatial p-hacking, but we aren't interested in maximizing model fit per se, if that means that it degrades the integrity of the other region qualities. So in these regions, our regression scatter plots, we're looking for our points to hug more tightly around the regression line. So you can compare the four regionalization techniques to the ZICTA plot here, and you'll notice how difficult it is to draw a line through the ZICTA points. And also note that there's a gap in the Zikta plot because some of these points were removed from the graph because they had to be suppressed. So figure 4 is of 120 cartograms showing the homogeneity index. There's no need to really look at each of these maps individually. Just notice the gradient in greens when moving from MaxP to MSOM and RedCap to RSOM. It's clear that MaxP created configurations with the highest homogeneity. It's more green. Figure 5 shows examples of resolution. The main takeaway here is that all of the regionalization strategies provide better resolution than Zik does. It can be somewhat difficult to see the subtle differences. However, you got to note that some of the Ziktas would have been suppressed, but I didn't black them out in this figure because I thought it would be distracting. But we can go ahead and look at figure 6 for suppression. And when you do, you can really see the suppression of the Ziktas. So I'll admit that in the future, I think that this figure would have been more helpful if it showed all 120 configurations rather than just one sample from each method. But the point here is that MSOM suffered the greatest suppression of the 4 methods used. But still, it was nothing like what you see with the Ziktas. So moving on to the results section, we have a set of plots to look at. Notice that MSOM is significantly different from MaxP across all 5 assessment measures. So here we're just looking at the blue and the purple. And if you compare the orange and the pink, which is RedCap and RSOM, you'll notice that they aren't that different from one another. So there are some places where the differences between RSOM and RedCap are statistically significant, but likely not practically significant. So if you look at compactness, for example. So just a note, each dot in these plots represents one of the 30 runs. I also know that the y-axes of these graphs are small, and I apologize for that. What's more important here is to focus on the relative differences. Another note, in terms of model fit or the AIC value, lower usually, it would mean, it would indicate better relative model fit. However, since the AIC values are were negative in these plots, the higher values or higher negative values indicate better model fit. So feel free to dive deeper into these plots after this recording finishes. But the main takeaway is that adding SOM to MaxP improved compactness, resolution, and model fit. Adding SOM to RedCap had much less of an impact. And this is largely due to the fact that MaxP is a much less constrained regionalization process than RedCap. So of the 4 regionalization methods, MaxP provided the highest homogeneity, RedCap created the most compact regions, and MSOM created the finest units and had the best model fit, which is likely because of having the finest units. So how do we decide which is best, or how should we prioritize these characteristics? Well, homogeneity, which although may seem like a very important factor, should not be prioritized over compactness if it means to degrade the integrity of the region shape. So if it starts to seem like gerrymandering in that case, right? And we can see that in figure 2. Achieving good compactness is rather critical in terms of data analysis and display. So for all intents and purposes, we might want to consider RedCap and MSOM as our winners. And so you can note I'm leaving out RSOM only because it's a lot of work to add the SOM step to RedCap, and after looking at these differences, it doesn't really seem worth it because it didn't really improve much. So to conclude, by sharing data at finer resolutions, we provide more accurate depictions of neighborhood health. It's noted that although these are finer than Ziktas, they are not neighborhood level per se, with 20,000 people per area. However, there's definitely an improvement over Ziktas and counties, as they align with HIPAA safe harbor provisions. So this project explored four different regionalization strategies, each having its own strengths and weaknesses in terms of the configuration it creates. And investigators are encouraged to use the strategy that best suits the needs of the project to be visualized and shared. At this point, you can feel free to end the audio here. The rest of the time, I'm going to provide a little more detail about the methods that might answer some of the questions that you have. So all three socio-demographic input variables were weighted equally, 33.3% during regionalization. Median household income was transformed to a 0-to-1 scale before regionalization. SOAM was executed 30 times to account for the variation between runs at this step. So in other words, MSOAM and RSOAM contain an extra layer of variability as they rely on different SOM U-matrix outputs from 30 different runs using the same socio-demographic variables as input before they were entered into MaxP and REDCap regionalization, and then they were iterated another 30 times. So there's two layers with RSOM and MSOM. The population threshold was set to 20,001. The smoother parameter setting in REDCap was adjusted incrementally in order to produce 30 different configurations using the same variable inputs. Without doing so, you would get the same output each time. SOAM was primarily performed in MATLAB. MaxP was primarily performed in ClusterPy, a Python library. REDCap was primarily performed in the JavaScript application, and all statistical tests and assessments were calculated with Stata and R. Thanks for listening.